Doane next Wednesday and then Northwestern next Saturday, and you guys are still in the midst of the championship talk, but three important ball games coming up for you.
No question, and I think, you know, right now, as comfortable as we've been on the road, maybe we'd just be better off staying on the road, but, you know, we've got to come home, and these are all games that are very winnable, but they're all games also that are very losable games, so we've got to make sure and just take care of business and kind of continue to build on the momentum that we developed here being on the road the last few games.
This is a team we will play today that's beat us up in Sioux City by a score of 82-77, but it's also a ball game. We had a 19-point lead with 16 minutes to go, and I'm sure that was brought up a time or two this week.
It's been, yeah, I think we all got back from the tattoo shop and had it in tattooed on our backside because that's right where they kicked us that last 16 minutes. But, you know, you got to take your head off the prior cliff. They did some things down the stretch that gave us some problems. And you know, we've been better the second time around when we played our conference opponents, and it gives us a little bit more to prepare for and kind of figure a few things out. So we think we've got a good game plan going in. It's just a matter of executing and staying focused, which is the one thing that I think this group has done a much better job of the last three or four ball games, is just continuing to stay focused on the task at hand.
I look back, we shot 39% in the ball game against Briarcliff in the second half up in Sioux City. What did they do? Because we had a great first half performance, got out to an 11-point lead.
Well, I think the main thing that they did is they really got out, and they were the first team that really got out and took Wade and Fletcher away in transition and really pressured our wings, and we were just not nearly as aggressive. And then we got a little bit of foul trouble with Maya, and he went to the bench, and our lead went from 19 to 11 in the flash, you know, just in the blink of an eye. And that really, we got to playing on our heels, and we just weren't nearly as aggressive. And we started taking contested jump shots rather than going back and looking at the film in the first half. We're taking shots in the paint, and we're getting offensive rebounds. And we were the aggressor, and we went from being the non-aggressor. And it's just that it happens that fast. So anytime that we can stay, you know, playing on our toes versus playing on our heels, we're a much, much better team.
Hastings coming off of the win the other night over Concordia, beat the Bulldogs by a score of 89-75. And I guess right off the bat, rebounding, it was a key going in, and we got the job done 45-30. We out rebounded Concordia on Wednesday,
and that was against, you know, the second best rebounding team in the conference. So that was a very big game for us as far as that. And I told the guys this morning in shoot around, I said, fellas, we've done a very good job of emphasizing one particular facet of the game, and we've gotten very good at that facet of the game. But what we need to do, and what the better teams do, is they continue to improve on those areas. But maybe the areas that weren't overly emphasized that week, we've got to continue to do well. We've got to get to the foul line. We've got to, you know, make uncontested shots. We've got to make sure we're getting paint touches without, you know, spinning two practices solely emphasizing that. So that's going to be the big thing in this contest today, is we've got to make sure and continue to build momentum where we were rebounding on Wednesday against Concordia, and make sure we're doing all the other positives too, because in this time, you know, in this time of the year, you don't have a lot of court time to make sure and emphasize every single aspect of what you need to do every game to be successful.
Tyler Dawson, he might be the unsung hero coming down the stretcher. He has put together some pretty good ball games for you. He had a double-double the other night, 11 points and 10 rebounds. He seems to be coming on now as the season progresses.
Well, he really has. You know, I mean, I think he's just one of those names that's just kind of overlooked, and he's kind of what we've tried to emphasize to our guys, is he's just kind of the X factor. Not many teams have a player like Tyler that's so good on the boards and can post up, and he's got a great mid-range game, and he can drive it, and he does so many things. He guards the other team's best offensive player and all that kind of different thing. So Kyler is just so underappreciated, I think, maybe the basketball novice, and he just does so many things for our program that don't even show up in the stat column. And he's also, as you mentioned, start to put some pretty good numbers together. So down the stretch, he's going to be very key for us.
Fletcher led Hastings in scoring the other night. He had 18 points. First time he's been over 15 in five games. So maybe he's getting a stroke back there in midseason. He was dead on.
Well, and the good thing about Fletch is he got 18 points without making a three. You know, I mean, he really, really did some good things in rebounding. He also had a double-double, but he did some really good things defensively, got himself going a little bit with some tips. I thought he drove the ball much better, got him isolated on the low block, and he did some quality things there too. So, you know, anytime one of your better scorers and particularly better shooters can get 18 points without hitting a three, he was 0-for-6, 0-for-7 from the arc. So the good thing about that win is nobody particularly shot the ball well from three-point line. We only made 5 threes on the night, and that's typically kind of been our bread and butter here this year. So I was really pleased with the way we played.
Colts Hastings and Briar Cliff here this afternoon. A team that is coming in 18-6 on the season. They are 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but this is a team that has been ranked in the top 25 throughout most of the season. Had a little losing streak there a few weeks ago, but this is a team that is definitely worthy of the top 25.
Yeah, you know, they went on a three-game skid in which, you know, this game and this season and how you're playing is so fragile. You know, you've got to really take advantage of the ups, and you've got to try and limit your downs, and they just hit a little bit of a down spell there. But they've got as much talent, if not more, than anybody, any other roster in this conference, and they're capable of rattling off a 5 or 6 game win streak here to finish on a very positive note in our league.
Great shooters. They're number one in the conference in field goal percentage, number one in the conference in three-point shooting. So I guess it all starts there with defending their shots.
Well, and they got one in particular by the name of Kyle Cimprini, who's shot nearly 300 shots on the year, and he was, you know, I mean, he'll rattle off 17 or 18 threes in a game, and I thought we shot it a ton, but we don't even hold a candle to this kid, and he's 6'5 doing it. So, you know, the bulk of their offensive sets are run for him, and we're just going to have to really do a good job of communicating, understanding where he's at when he's going through those screens, and we're going to have to make sure when we switch that we switch to take things away.
Training number one in the conference in three-pointers made, averaging about 16 points per ball game. A couple of other guys, Chase Vanderveen, averaging 14 points per ball game, had 20 first time around against Hastings. And then Michael Dickus, who's averaging right about 15 points per ball game, had 18 against Hastings the first time around. Talking about Vanderveen and also Dickerson.
Well, actually, we kind of dodged a bullet. Dickus got hurt, and he won't be playing. Evidently, he tore his ACL or something along those lines. And Vanderveen reminds me of a little bit bigger Maya Slough, a little bit stockier, I guess I would say, not necessarily taller, but just a really tough competitor, and he's just kind of whatever his team needs on that particular day. He can shoot it from the three-point line, he can get in there and drive it, and he's very clever around the rim, and he's the one that got Maya into foul trouble the first time around, and we've just got to make sure and do a good job of staying straight up, staying vertical on him, not bailing him out once he gets in the paint, just make him make tough shots, because he's as good as there is if he gets a good piece of the paint.
First time around, had some great looks in the first half. In fact, we hit 61% of our field goals, got out to a 12-point lead by halftime. Why were we successful in that first half?
Again, we were just aggressive, and I thought we moved the ball particularly well. And the thing that we've kind of identified with Briarcliff is, as good as they are offensively, I don't know how much interest they have in defending, to be quite honest. And I mean, it's not a dig on them or anything, but they want a fast tempo, and they want to get the ball out and run rather than try and get steals and rebounds and run. So I think if we're patient and we're clever and we put the ball on the floor and we move the ball unselfishly like we have for the bulk of this season, I think we'll have a really good opportunity to get one.
Okay, go today.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon. Hastings College getting set to take on Briar Cliff. Chargers come in with a record of 18 wins, 6 losses on the season. They are 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a 76-75 win over Dort. This is a team that has been ranked in the top 25 of the nation throughout the season. They lost a couple of ball games earlier this year, in particular to Bellevue in a non-conference ball game, also to Grandview, and actually fell out of the ratings then right after the first of the year. After that Dort win the other night at 76-75, preceding that, they had 3 straight losses, losing to Concordia down in Seward, 64-62, They lost to Dakota Wesleyan at home 77-58. They lost to Nebraska Wesleyan 83-74 in Lincoln. A team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They are fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in offensive production. They're averaging 79 points per ball game on offense, giving up 71 on the defensive end. Briarcliff is the best shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, both from the field and in three-point shooting. They hit 48% of their field goal tries, 37% from three-point territory, 70% from the free throw line. They are led by Kyle Semprini. Semprini is averaging 16 points per ball game for Briarcliff. Semprini is a 6'5" junior out of Carroll, Iowa. Also in double figures for Briarcliff is Matt Geelan. Geelan is averaging 11.2 points per ball game. He's a 6'4" junior out of Ruthven, Iowa. And also another scorer for him is Chase Vanderfeen. We talked about him during the pregame show. Vanderfeen is averaging 14 points per ball game. He is a 6-foot junior from Warden, Iowa. The Briarcliff coming in 18-6 on the season. They are 9-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Currently sitting in fifth place. Hastings College still with a shot at winning the conference championship this year. They will start the day just a half a game behind Dakota Wesleyan for the top spot. Dakota Wesleyan is sitting at 12-2 on the season. Hastings College is at 10-3. Concordia is sandwiched in between at 11-3. Hastings College beating Concordia the other night on the road, winning by the score of 89-75. The Broncos have won four games in a row, and they have won 16 out of their last 18 games. Hastings is currently 19-5 of the season. They are 10-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're set to go. The men's contest here this afternoon. Hastings College and Briarcliff will come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, as we get set for the men's contest here this afternoon between Hastings and Briarcliff. And the other scores on the women's side of things. Hastings College women's basketball team winning today by the score of 70-64 over Briarcliff. It was Morningside beating Sioux Falls today 72-57. Northwestern all over Dana today by a score of 91-48. Dakota Wesleyan lost today to Concordia 78-56. And it was Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 67-46. So we got the Briarcliff Chargers and Hastings getting set to go at it in men's college basketball here this afternoon. So the starting lineups, you've got number one, Matt Geelan, a 6'4" junior out of Ruffin, Iowa, who is averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. The other starters is going to be Chase Vanderfeen, a 6-foot junior from Warden, Iowa. Vanderfeen averaging 14 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kyle Semprini, a 6'5" junior out of Carroll, Iowa. Semprini is averaging 16 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Kyle Swanson, a 6'7" junior from Ogden, Iowa. Swanson is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. And James Larson, the other starter today, a 6'6" freshman, actually a 6'6" junior from Greenfield, Iowa. Larson is averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College go with their usual starting lineup here today that seems to be working here as of late. Jeremiah Slough, the 6'1" senior out of Donovan. Slough averaging 16 points now and 4.8 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher is 6'7", junior out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Wade Bontz is 6'1", and senior out of Cambridge. Bontz is averaging 18 points and 4 rebounds per game. Tyler Dawson is 6'3", and senior from Silverthorne, Colorado. Dawson averaging 5 points and 5.5 boards per game. And Jake Marvin, the other starter, is 6'8", freshman out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Briarcliff beat Hastings in the regular season meeting earlier this year up in Sioux City, 82-77. But the Broncos built a 19-point lead in that ball game with 16 minutes to play and managed to lose the ball game as Briarcliff came out in the second half and shot like 69% from the field in the second half of the ball game against Hastings. They came storming back, and the Broncos could not shut the bleeding off in the second half, and Briarcliff went on to nip Hastings 82-77. The ball game played right before Christmas up in Sioux City. So I'm sure that's been punched in the minds of the Bronco players all week. And Ellis gets it to play these guys for the second time. Fletcher will jump things off for Hastings against the Briarcliff. And Hastings will control the opening tip. The Broncos will take a shot immediately. Fletcher for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Geelan for Briarcliff. This is a team that will get up and down the floor all afternoon long. They won't waste a lot of time today either. So Briarcliff has got the ball in their offensive zone. Ben Sitzman is getting a start for Briarcliff here today. He's got it as he goes down low. Here's a shot by Larson up and in. James Larson scores. 2-0 to score. Here's Bontz back the other way for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Larson. Larson gets it away to Matt Geelan. Geelan comes into the offensive zone right by Wade Bontz. Jump pass to the near side. Vanderfeen for three. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Out of with a rebound. Comes down to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher down the near sideline. 2-0. Briarcliff has got the lead. Fletcher goes to Wade Bontz. Bontz spins left side of the lane. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Twisting and turning and scoring. Jeremiah Slough scores. We're tied up at 2. Nice move there by Slough. We have played a minute. Briarcliff coming back. The Chargers dressed in their blue uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed in the white and the gold. There's a ball poked away by Slough, and a foul is going to be called. Jeremiah picks up his first personal foul in the ball game, first team foul in the Broncos. Hastings dressed in their homestanding whites here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Hastings sitting in third place in the conference. Dakota Wesley and Concordia, then Hastings. Sioux Falls is in there, then Briarcliff. Top five teams with 6 games left to play in the regular season. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. There's Matt Geelan with the ball. Works it inside again to Larson. His shot over Marvin is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bontz of Hastings. Wade Bontz brings it to the near sideline. Slough has got it down. The dribble for Hastings. Takes it to the right side. Left open in 3-point territory. Takes the shot and hits it. Slough now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. 5-2. Of course, Jeremiah had that huge ball game last week against Midland, scoring 61 points in the ball game up in Fremont. Here's Kyle Soprini. They move it down low to Geelan. Geelan goes to the far wing over there to Vanderfeen. He nearly lost it out of bounds. Picks it up and gets it finally into the hands of Matt Geelan. Drives it down to the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to go on to Wade Bontz. That's going to be his first. Briarcliff, coached by Todd Berry, spent a lot of time at Northwestern University. Got out of coaching for a while. And now he's been back at Briarcliff and has really built a solid program there up in Sioux City. Chargers are 18-6 on the season. Here's Vanderfeen inside. His shot is up and in. Chase Vanderfeen gets the field goal on the assist from James Larson. 5-4. The Broncos now with a 1-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Fletcher has got it. Top of the key. Goes over to Slough on the wing on the right side. Comes across the top to Kyler Dossett. Pulls up. Shoots a 15-footer. It hits it. Kyler Dossett. He had a double-double the other night against Concordia. Dossett scoring 11 points, grabbing 10 rebounds in the ball game against the Dogs. Gets his first field goal here. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 7-4. Now there's a deflection by Bontz. It's brought down by Fletcher. Fletcher brings it back 3-on-3. Gets it out to Bontz. Open for three. Takes the shot, misses. And the rebound comes down to Vanderfeen. Vanderfeen gets it now to Geelan. Waist-high dribble across the 10-second line. Now to Vanderfeen. Moves it over here on the left side. That's Sitzman with the ball. Sitzman. That is Soprini. His shot is up there, partially deflected there by Dossett. Brought back down by Soprini. And his shot from the baseline is up and in. A three-pointer by Kyle Soprini. Dossett got the rejection in the first shot, but then Soprini got it back, and he nails one from the deep right corner. We're tied up at 7. Here's Marvin for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Slough. He fakes the three right at the top of the key. Comes over to Vaughn's entry pass. They get it to Marvin. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot over Larson. No good. Rebound comes down here to Gielen. Gets the ball ahead to Sitzman. Sitzman now to Gielen to Vanderveen. Dribbles to the free throw line. A shot over Vaughn's is up there. No good. Rebound Marvin. Marvin has got it for Hastings College. Now to Tyler Dossett. Dossett dribbles to the right side of the floor. Goes down in the corner. Now pulls up with it. In trouble. Got to get away. Dossett still got it. Now he's got to call a timeout. Defense out there by Briar Cliff as Gielen had Dossett trapped in the corner. And Tyler's going to burn a timeout here early in the ballgame. 16-23 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Briar Cliff 7.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 16-23 to play here in the first half. Hastings 7, Briar Cliff 7. And now we got an unforced turnover out here as Jeremiah Slough, a little indecision, is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings. Kyle Swanson comes into the ball game now for James Larson. Swanson, another big body in there for Briar Cliff, 6'7", a junior from Ogden, Iowa. Chargers have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Ben Sitzman comes over here to a Chase Vanderveen. Vanderveen picked up by Fletcher as Hastings is in the man-to-man defense early in the ball game. Here's a John Engler with the ball. He's into the ball game now. Mikhail Swanson back outside to Sitzman. Gives it back to Vanderveen. Works against Fletcher. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Semprini. Buries the three. Kyle Semprini with his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 10-7. Chargers now leading by three. Jake Marvin with the ball. Dumps it off inside to Slough. Turns around. Gets the field goal, but it will not go, but he's fouled in the play. And a foul is going to go on Ben Sitzman for Briar Cliff. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Chargers here in the second half of play. Actually, the first half of play. Slough to the free throw line. The 5 points in the ball game, make it six as that one goes down. Jeremiah is seventh in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 79%. It's his first one here this afternoon. Hastings is now down by 2 points. It is 10-8. And Slough will have one more. Sets at the free throw line, throws it up there, and the shot is good. So Hastings back to within 1 point, 10-9 here. 15 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Here's Semprini back the other way. His shot rims off of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. A quick shot thrown up there by Kyle Semprini from Briar Cliff. Now the Chargers drop back in their man-to-man defense. Fletcher has got the ball for Hastings. Now to Marvin. To Wade Vaughn's. Drives it to the baseline. Now toward the rack. His shot is up and in. Wade Vaughn's gets his first field goal of the ball game. And now Hastings has the lead. 11-10. 15-16 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Vanderveen for three, a shot good. Vanderveen off balance there at the top of the key. Throws one up over Vaughn's. Vanderveen now with 5 points, 13-11. The Chargers reclaim the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Fletcher, he's got it on the wing over here to Slough. Behind the screen from Marvin. Slough has still got it. Throws it down low. That's Vaughn's with the ball. Back out to the top of the key. Kyler Dossett drives it down the left side of the lane. Now goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Tyler Dossett scores. He's got 4 points. And now we're tied up at 13 points apiece. Men's college basketball here this afternoon. Here's a long-range jumper by Vanderveen. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Vanderveen throws up the three and misses there for Briar Cliff. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Matt Gielen. Coming out is going to be John Engler. Briar Cliff fourth in the conference as far as scoring production is concerned. 79.5. Hastings is number two. They are averaging 82.7 points per ball game. We're tied up at 13. Slough behind his screen from Marvin gives the ball to Jake. Goes for the hole. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. A little pick and roll there on the right wing. Marvin set the screen, then rolls down the lane. Slough got him the ball, and Jake got the field goal and one as it goes to the free throw line here. The foul goes on Gielen. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Chargers. So now Jake Marvin, the freshman out of Lincoln, will toe the mark here for Hastings College. Marvin, the 6'8" freshman. Got 2 points so far. That was his first field goal of the contest. He's a 67% foul shooter on the season. As Marvin will have a free throw here to try to make this a three-point play. Play is being held up momentarily here by Jeremiah Slough. Laces up his sneaker. Marvin will have a free throw, and his shot is up there. It's good. He hits on a three-point play. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Jason States. He'll replace Marvin. So States is into the ball game now. The 6'6" junior out of North Platte. Into the ball game for Briar Cliff is going to be Eric Roy. Roy comes into the contest now for Ben Sitzman. Roy is a 6'1" sophomore out of Lamar's, Iowa, averaging 4 points and three rebounds per game. 16-13, Hastings College with a three-point advantage, getting away and driving the ball in the basket and scoring is Matt Gielen. Hastings was pressuring out here in three-point territory. Gielen got away and took it right to the hole. 16-15, Hastings leading by 1 point. Here's Slough from just inside the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Slough with 9 of the 18 points for Hastings here in the first half so far. Matt Gielen with the ball on the high post to get it to Swanson. Now to Gielen, kicks it out to Semprini for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Swanson, follow shot good. Kyle Swanson on the offensive board and the putback. Hastings gives up the offensive rebound and a bucket right there. 18-17. Hastings still leading by 1 point. 13:40 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Wade Bontz with the ball for Hastings. Comes out here to Brent McNerland, who's into the ball game now to Slough. Slough on the dribble. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now dumps it away to Fletcher. His running jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Semprini. Now runs her back the other way for Briar Cliff down the near sideline. They get it to Gielen. Now off to Chase Vanderfeen. Now to Gielen again at the top of the circle. Picked up by McDerlin. They work it inside to Roy. Roy now to Swanson. Down low to get it to Gielen. Gielen on the low block. Throws it back outside. Here's a jumper put up there from three. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Vanderfeen. Rebound comes down to Slough. 13 minutes to play. First half, Hastings leading by one. Here's Voss from 15. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound States. Keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Jason States out to Slough for three. Shot is up there and he hits it. Slough has got that feel again tonight. He has got 12 points in the ball game already in the first 8 minutes of the contest. 21-17. Hastings has built a four-point lead now. On the high post, Swanson has got it. The ball poked away there by States. Picked up by Swanson. In three-point territory to Vanderfeen. Now to Gielen. He backs up on the baseline. Comes to the free throw line to Swanson. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Hastings. McDerlin gets the ball heading out of Fletcher. Derek has got the ball here for the Broncos. Out to Wade Bontz. Bontz dribbles once. Sends it over to Slough on the wing on the right side. Slough drives it against Roy. Puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds there by McDerlin. And it's going to be Briar Cliff ball. Nate Olson comes into the ball game now for Hastings. For Wade Bontz, Fletcher's going to check out as well. And it's going to be Dawson checking back in there. Into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Jared Clement. He's into the contest now. Clement is 6'2" and sophomore from Mars, Iowa. Here's Gielen with the ball in three-point territory. Dumps it away to James Larson. He's back into the ball game. Now to Schmieder. He drives it to the basket. His off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. States have the rebound. Lost it. Tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball here to Briar Cliff. Chargers will inbound the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 11:44 to play first half. 21-17 Hastings. Matt Gielen with the ball. Comes out to the free throw line to Larson. Now to Clement. Clement goes down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Schmieder. An offensive rebound on the weak side by Eric Roy. Back out to Clement for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. He did not play in the first ball game against Hastings, but he hits one right here. That pulls the Chargers back to within 1 point, 21-20. The score now with 11:19 to go. Howard Dawson with the ball for Hastings. Comes out to Brent McNerland. McNerland at the top of the key. Looks right. Comes left. Kyler Dawson has got the ball. Circles around. Spins in the lane. Contact made. Goes to States. His shot is up there. It's good. Contact made. Defender fell down there for Briar Cliff. And Dawson gets the ball in the hands of Jason States. He had a short jumper in the paint. Hastings down with a three-point advantage, 23-20. James Larson with the ball. Comes out here to Mo Schmieder. Off to Clement over there on the left side. Out between the circles now to Roy. Eric Roy has got it. Now to Gielen. Drives it down to the baseline. Hands it away to Larson. Going down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Larson scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 23-22. Long pass down to four. It's a retrieve there by States. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to James Larson. Now to Geelan. Geelan hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here to Mo Schmieder. Now to Geelan. And now Briarcliff will pull things out here and run a set play against the Hastings College man-to-man. Clementa's got it on the left side. Moves it over there to Mo Schmieder. Bounce pass down low on the block. With the ball down there is going to be Roy. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he draws a personal foul. Eric Roy posted up down low, left side of the lane. They got him the ball, and he draws a personal foul. It's going to go on Brent McNerland. That's going to be his first. Third team foul on Hastings. So Eric Roy goes to the free throw line now for Briarcliff. 78% foul shooter in the season, 32 out of 41. His shot is up there. It is no good. Briarcliff is a team fifth in the conference, fifth out of the 13 teams in free throw percentage this week at 70%. Bounce back in for Hastings College and also Marvin. Nate Olson come to the bench as well as Jason States. Next free throw is up there. It is good from Roy, so he hits one out of two. And now we are tied up at 23 points apiece. 10 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. Wade Bontz dribbles to the elbow. His defender falls down. He throws up a shot. No good. Tap try is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Geelan. Hastings with two good looks at the basket right there, and they couldn't convert. Geelan takes it down on the baseline on the left side. Roy has got it. Now to a Geelan. He takes it down on the low block. Gets it down in the hands of James Larson. Larson back on top is Schmieder. Inside down to Geelan. Kicks it out on the wing to Roy. A shot from 15. No good. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Howlett pass to the near sideline to Slough. He circles back around. Tyler Dossett has got it down to Fletcher. Inside to get it to Marvin. Spins right side of the lane. Comes out to Dossett. Down in the corner. Slough for three. Bingo. Slough with 15 points again here in the first half. He's got 15 out of the 26. And it's 26-23. Hastings with a three-point lead. Mo Schmieder with the ball, free throw line extended left side, down to Geelan. Geelan comes across the top again to Clement. That is Schmieder, works it back inside. That's Swanson. He works over there against Marvin as it tapped loose by Kyler Dossett. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Slough of Hastings. Comes out to Fletcher. Fletcher down in the corner, wide open. Wade Bontz for three. He hits it. Bontz with 5 points, and Hastings has opened up a six-point lead. Broncos 29, Briarcliff 23. And now we got a timeout here from Briarcliff head coach Todd Berry. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings has the advantage. It's the Broncos 29 and the Chargers 23.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 46Floor, 463-5667, or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of men's scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Action underway. Northwestern leading Dana 19-16. Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Mount Marty 25-14. Both in the first half. Hastings College has now built a 6-point lead here, 29-23. Todd Berry calling the timeout there for Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers back now. Chase Vanderfeen has got the ball. Ben Sitzman, who's into the ball game now to Geelan. Now to Sitzman inside, driving down the lane. The shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tyler Dossett. Now to Slough. Slough gets the ball to Fletcher. Derek will bring things up. Briarcliff still in the man-to-man defense. Fletcher goes to Tyler Dossett. Free throw line extended to the right sideline. Dossett now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the lane. The shot's going to be deflected. Brought back down by Dossett. Gets it out to Jason States. Takes it down to the baseline. Runs into a defender there, but gets it under control. The ball was knocked loose. Slough has got it now with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Slough out to Dossett, top of the key. Pulls up at the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Geelan. Matt Geelan with the ball now for Briarcliff. Stomps to the top of the circle. Sends over in the right wing. Vanderfeen has got it. Well, Swanson comes out to set his screen, but he can't use it. Comes out to Geelan now in three-point territory. Picked up by Slough. Long pass down in the corner to Vanderfeen. Back inside to Sitzman. His shot is up and in. Sitzman with a ball fake there. It puts Marvin in the air, and then Sitzman gets the easy field goal. As Marvin came crashing to the floor. 29-25. Hastings by four. Here's Marvin at the offensive end. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 31-25. There's a pass. James Larson, he puts one up off of the window. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It is picked up here by Bontz. Bontz runs her back the other way. Drives for the hole. His left-handed layup. Good. Wade Bontz scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And Hastings now with their biggest lead of the first half at 33-25. 7 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Allison Preeny with the ball. Now to Matt Gielen over on the wing on the left side to Ben Sitzman. Sitzman fires it back inside to Gielen. He works against Dossett, puts up a shot and scores. Matt Gielen scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 33-27. Hastings with the advantage with 6:40 to play here in the first half. Marvin lobs it down low. Bontz grabs it right side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Marvin. Now to Slough. Behind his screen from Marvin. Makes the shot. Instead goes out to Bontz for three. A shot is up there. It's good. Wade Bontz buries one from the right side. Wade's got 10. Jeremiah's got 15. And it's 36-27. Hastings College is building a 9-point lead here in the first half. Remember, they led this team by 19 in the ball game up in Sioux City with 16 minutes to go in the second half and lost the ball game by 582-77. Here's a feed back inside of James Larson. His shot is up and in. Larson now with 6 points in the ball game, 36-29. The Broncos down the lead, under 6 minutes to go. Here's Slough with the ball, fakes the three at the top of the circle. Bounce pass, right side, poked away from Marvin. Ball is loose and is going to be taken down here by Brian Cliff. The second turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Matt Gielen comes back with the ball, goes to Chase Vanderfeem. That is Sisman. They work the ball inside and Swanson backs up, puts it up off of the window and scores. Kyle Swanson now with 4 points in the ball game, and Brian Cliff back to within 5 points. 36-31. Bontz with the ball. Tyler Dossett now top of the key for Hastings. Dossett goes over the right sideline to Fletcher. Now to Marvin. Takes up a shot from about 10 feet away and hits it. Jake Marvin now with 3 field goals and 7 points in the ball game. James Larson really didn't go out and pressure Jake very much defensively, and Jake made him pay for it. He just hits a jumper from about 10 feet away. Now we got a foul back at the other end of the floor here. It's going to go on Hastings, an elbowing foul on Derek Fletcher. First foul on Fletcher, team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation is going to be Briar Cliff inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chase Vanderfeen will inbound the ball here for Briar Cliff. Comes way out on top to Semprini, who's back into the ballgame, to Vanderfeen. Inside down to Kyle Swanson. Swanson, double team, kicks it out now to Engler, drives it down to Wayne, contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Engler took it down to paint there, and a foul is going to be called here on Fletcher, his second. So Fletcher now with 2 fouls. That's going to be team foul number 5 of the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation. And going to the free throw line will be John Engler. Engler is just 3 out of 8 from the free throw line this season. 37%. Scored 2 points in the ball game against Hastings earlier this year. So Engler will take a shot. This one is up there and is good. Brian Cliff now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Dossett comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Fletcher. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. We're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. 38-32. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. 38-33. Hastings back with the ball. Slough has got it to the near sideline now. That's Wade Bontz. Puts it on the floor. Goes to the center. Bontz holds it. Goes to the far sideline now to Slough. Back to Wade. Swings to the left side. McNerland for 3. Shot is up there. Top of the front iron. No good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Vanderfeen. Chase Vanderfeen gets the ball ahead. Al Semprini for 3. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Dossett runs back the other way. Leads it back here for Slough. Brings it into the offensive zone. Brian Cliff is still in the man-to-man defense. Slough behind his screen. Throws up a shot and contact made, and a foul is going to be called. It is going to go on Chase Vanderfeen. That's going to be his first. And they're going to say it was not on the shot. And that's what Jeremiah was questioning there with the official. He said the foul occurred before the shot, so Hastings will play things in. Wade Bontz will get it back on the other side anyway. Wade Bontz fires up the 3 from the right sideline. He's now got 13 in the ball game, and Hastings back out to an 8-point lead, 41-33. Now we got a traveling violation in the corner. They got it to Ben Sitzman, and a traveling violation is calling Briar Cliff. 41-33. Hastings has built an 8-point lead with 4 minutes to play. In the first half, Slough runs it back the other way. His pocket is going to be picked. Sitzman brings her back the other way. One-on-one against Dawson. He drives, and Dawson's going to be hit with a personal foul. First foul on Tyler Dawson in the ball game. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. This will be a non-shooting situation. Briar Cliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 41-33. Hastings leading by 8 points here in this one. Chase Vanderfeen gets it in right underneath the basket of Swanson, and he is hammered on the play. Brent McNerland is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in Hastings. Kyle Swanson to the free throw line now for Briar Cliff as he was mauled in the act of shooting. He'll get 2 shots here. His first one is up there as good. Swanson now with 5 points in the ball game. He's a 69% foul shooter in the season. He's now 44 out of 63 from the free throw line. Hastings 41, Briar Cliff 34. Here comes the next shot from Swanson. That one is up there. That was in and out, no good. McNerland rips the rebound for Hastings. The Broncos have a 7-point lead in the basketball. Slough goes to McNerland. McNerland dribbles, comes over here to Vance on the wing on the left side. Vance dribbles to the top of the key now for Hastings. Picks the dribble up and sends it over to the right side to Trevor Hallmeyer, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. It gets it away to Kyler Dossett, still 13 on the shot clock. Dossett looks, comes out to Slough out near the 10-second line. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Slough against Sitzman. Slough has still got it down on the baseline. Jump pass out on top to Wade Vance. Down to McNerland. A long three is thrown up there. It's no good. And a shot clock violation, as that one did not draw iron. So Hastings turns it over in the shot clock violation. Hauptmeyer comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Jake Marvin. 3:21 to play here in the first half. Hastings 41, Briar Cliff 34 in men's college basketball action here this afternoon. There's Sitzman with the ball right at the elbow, picked up by Slough. They send it down low. Geelan, fall away jumper off of the baseline, is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McNerland. Brent down the right sideline for Hastings, right-handed dribble. McNerland throws it to Marvin right through his fingertips, and the ball is brought out there by James Larson. Fourth turnover on Hastings. Larson gets the ball now to Matt Geelan. Geelan to Ben Sitzman. Near side, Chase Vanderfeen has got it. Bounce pass to Geelan. On the low block right side, backs up against McNerland. Spins down on the baseline, can't put up a shot. Goes out on the wing to Sitzman. His three-pointer is put up and in. Ben Sitzman now with 5 points in the ballgame, 41-37. Hastings out on top by 4 points. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone with 2.5 to play. Here's Marvin with the ball. Top of the key. Dribbles once. Goes to Slough. Dribble penetration by Jeremiah. Puts a man in the air. Now fires up a shot and hits it. Slough now is 17 here in the first half. It's 43-37. Hastings out on top with 2:15 to play. Matt Geelan with a ball here for Briar Cliff. Double team. Comes down in the corner to Chase Vanderfeen. Picked up by Dossett. That's out on top by Sitzman. Mishandles it. He picks it back up on the far sideline. Sitzman out of Vanderfeen. Vanderfeen being pushed out here near the 10-second line. Good defense here by Hastings. Matt Geelan. Cross-court pass to Sitzman. Sitzman picked up there by Slough. Sends it back out on top. And now they swing it right side again to Vanderfeen. On a little block to Geelan. Out of the free throw line to Larson. His shot is up there. It's no good. Shot clock was clicking down to zero there. And Larson just throws it up there. Draws some iron. 43-37. Here's a steal now. The ball taken away by Sitzman as he goes down the floor and stuffs it home. And he takes that one away from Slough. Sitzman gets the steal and a field goal. He stuffs one home here for Briar Cliff. 43-39 the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Bontz sends it inside to Slough. Double team on the baseline. Dribbles out of there. Slough now takes a 3-pointer from the right side and hits it. Sitzman a little shaken up there. But Jeremiah Slough fires up the 3-pointer for Hastings over Sitzman. Jeremiah now with 20 here in the first half. And Sitzman may have hurt himself when he went down and stuffed that baby home. He is not moving real well right now. Jeremiah threw up that last three. Now Jeremiah gets a steal here as he heads down the floor. He can't stuff it home, but he'll lay it up. That's good enough. It all counts the same. Slough now with 22 points in the ball game here for Hastings in the first half. We've got a timeout from Briar Cliff. The Chargers want to call a timeout. 48 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 48, Briar Cliff 39.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
That was a substitution timeout called there by Briar Cliff. So a quick timeout. Chase Vanderveen got the field goal for Briar Cliff on this possession. And now we're down to 17 seconds to go. The Broncos have a 48-41 advantage, and they'll play for the final shot here in this first half. This Slough. Slough's reverse layup is up there. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Kyle Swanson. Swanson gets it away to Gielen. Gielen gets the ball ahead of Semprini. His shot's going to be no good. Now it is tipped in at the buzzer. It is good, and they're going to count it. Yes. The basket is good. I think Eric Roy is going to be the guy they're going to give him credit for. We'll double-check that, but Briar Cliff gets the field goal here to end the first half of play. So Hastings will have a 5-point advantage to start the second half. The score at halftime, the Broncos 48. Briar Cliff 43, you're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College men out on top of Briar Cliff here this afternoon. The score is 48-43 at halftime. It was close throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings had an 11-10 advantage, 4.5 minutes in. We were tied up at 13 points apiece. Then we were tied up at 23 with 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Hastings then going at a 10-2 run. Here the Broncos, a 8-point lead with 7 minutes to go at 33-25. Broncos eventually opened up 8-point leads at 36, actually a 9-point lead at 36-27, an 8-point lead at 41-33. And right now, Hastings is leading at the break. The score is 48-43. Shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings hit 54% from the field. They were 19 out of 35 in the first 20 minutes. 7 out of 13 from three-point territory for 53%. And Hastings 3 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half. Briar Cliff was 17 out of 35 from the field for 48%. The Chargers hit 5 out of 15 from three-point range for 33%, and they were 4 out of 6 from the free-throw line for 66%. Hastings out-rebounding Briar Cliff in the first half, 18-16. Chargers held a 5-4 advantage on the offensive end. Hastings turned the ball over only 5 times in that first half. Briar Cliff had a total of 4 turnovers, so well-played contest between the Chargers and the Broncos. Hastings came up with 2 block shots and 3 steals in the first 20 minutes. Briar Cliff had 1 block shot and 4 steals. Again, the Broncos have the lead here at halftime. The score is 48-43. Scoring in the ball game in the first half, Jeremiah Slough is on fire again today. Slough has got 22 points in the first half alone. Slough has got 4 three-pointers. He is 8 out of 10 from the field overall, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. In addition to his 3 rebounds, he has scored the 22 points. Only 4 other guys have scored for Hastings in the first half. Wade Vance has got 13 points. He's knocked down 3 three-pointers. He's got 2 two-point field goals as well. Vance with 13. Jake Marvin has got 3 field goals, and he is 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 7. Tyler Dawson has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jason States has got a field goal and 2. So the Broncos with only 2 free throws in the first half of playoff in the hands of Jeremiah Slough, but the former Donovan Trumbull Cardinal is lighting him up again tonight. 22 points in the basketball game in the first half for Hastings. Scores for Briar Cliff in the ball game. Ben Sitzman is leading the way. He's got 7 points. Sitzman is knocked down at 3, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals. He's got 7. Chase Vanderfeen has got 7 points. Matt Geelan has got 6. Kyle Semprini has got 6 points. James Larson has got 6. Kyle Swanson has got 5 points, and John Engler has got 2. Again, Hastings hitting 54% of their field goals in the first half compared to 48% for Briar Cliff. And Jeremiah Slough is a man on fire again today. 22 points in the ballgame for Slough in the first half as Hastings College has got the lead over Briar Cliff. The score is 48-43. Again, in the women's ball game today, it was Hastings College knocking off Briar Cliff on a score of 70-64. The Broncos head coach Jeff Dippman joins us here at halftime. And coach, maybe not everything we expected here tonight. We expected a high-scoring affair, but we struggled in, I thought, a lot of aspects of the game, but you came up with some big plays at the end.
Well, the first half, we kind of talked about it with the coaching staff. It's kind of a miracle. You shot 17% against Briar Cliff and survived to be able to come back the second half. So, great job by our defense not to let Briar Cliff get out 20-25 points where there was no opportunity to get back. And then the second half, we kind of remembered how we wanted to attack, and then we hit some shots, and then everything was better. You had Lindsay start the second half by hitting 2-3 buckets, and that got us a little more relaxed on defense. Then Rachel had some huge plays defensively that kind of sparked not only us but the crowd, and everything got into it. And, of course, then you got the big shots by Heather at the end.
You guys actually opened up the second half on quite a bit of a run. You just played with more enthusiasm, I thought, coming out of the locker room at halftime.
Well, when you're hitting shots, you play harder. It's one of those things that we always talk about the fact that if you play good defense, you take the heart out of a team when they can't score. And that's basically what happened to us. Briar Cliff did a good job, and we did, we missed some shots we normally hit, and so we didn't look very good the first half. Like I said, then all of a sudden you're hitting shots and you're making plays, and I can't stress enough how good a job Liz or Kim and Becky Tesh did on Liz Grider tonight. It's kind of crazy sometimes to say, well, 18 points, you got 18 points, you did a heck of a job, but we've seen her score 46, 48, 52 a couple of times this year. That's not an abnormal game.
I think if you would say that she would get 18 points in the ball game, you would have been happy by that at the beginning of the day, because you basically yielding 30 when we talked to you during the pregame show.
Well, the one that's probably interesting is if you asked me, okay, what's the score if you've held Liz to 4 points at halftime? I said, well, I bet we're up about 10 or 12 instead of being down 8. So I thought again, you had great defense by both teams the first half, and in the second half you still had good defense, but both teams were able to hit some shots.
Yeah, 17% shooting in the first half had to be near our all-time low, at least for a long, long time. The shots were there. We had the shots. They were not going down.
We had good looks. When we got in the locker room at halftime, I said, this is kind of like the Ozarks game. I think we had 19% from the field the first half there, and then we came out and had a good half. And so just said, you work hard, you get those same shots the second half, and they'll go in. We're not going to shoot 17% at home for an entire game.
Coach, talk about the Briar Cliff's backcourt defense. We kind of talked about it during the pregame show. It just looked like today we didn't handle it quite like we wanted to, did we?
Well, there were times that we looked very good, and then there were times when we just held the ball too long, and they got the trap, and they got the rotations over there. And I think a big part of it was fatigue. We played some people some long minutes tonight. Kim played a lot of minutes. Lindsay didn't come out at all the second half. Becky, Rachel, just go down the list. We played a lot of minutes. So as the game progressed, that was one of those things where I'm going, well, okay, I know I got to get them some rest, but I don't know how to get them some rest. And then Brittany Wong comes in and just does a tremendous job for us and buys us some minutes for some other people, and that was huge. Besides the fact she played awfully well, too.
I don't think she scored in the ball game, but just those good quality minutes, giving some people some rest out there, it's going to be huge down the stretch.
Well, you know, she's one of those people. Number one, they didn't even have her on the scouting report. You know that. And number two, she's extremely quick. So a couple of times she got the ball against the press and just took off, and they weren't used to that. They were used to us kind of holding the ball. And she got trapped down on the baseline one time, broke through it, and then ended up getting a layup out of it. So, it's one of those things where in a game like today, two great teams, it's going to come down to some individual plays, some people, making plays. And we got lucky and made at least one more three than they did.
So we're talking with Jeff Dittman, the Hastings College women's basketball coach. The Broncos winning today 70-64 over Briar Cliff. And this game was close at the end, 63-62 with 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. That's when Heather took over. She hit a big three, came back to hit a couple more free throws. Another two free throws. She scores 7 points in a matter of a minute and 15 seconds, 7 of her 11 in the final minute of the ballgame.
Well, and of course that three is huge because now it goes to a two-possession game for them. Then we come down to the other end and get a stop. And I can't remember if it's Brittany or Heather. One of the two of them got a steal on top of it, so we stopped them from catching or from even getting a shot up. And then it just became free throws down the stretch. And so, we're number one in the conference in free throw shooting. Normally, when we get into that situation, we should be able to close out.
Heather was quiet all day long until she hit that three. She goes 2 for 8 from the field. That's just the way she is. She can look so bad, and all of a sudden she'll go bam, 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 and nail about two or three threes that are huge in ball games.
You know, though, I know she'll never say it, but I think that sprain that she had on Wednesday affected her shot a little bit because she didn't shoot the ball very well in the last two practices, didn't shoot the ball well the first half. And I think it probably took about a half to get it loosened up, get the tape job loosened up, because besides her shooting, her defense was a lot better the second half as well.
So next up for Hastings, we've got Doan next Wednesday, and then you face another team that's challenging. They'll have the same attitude when they come in here next Saturday, Northwestern. They won today as well, so they remain in second place in the conference. So Doan and Northwestern coming up next week.
Well, and you've got Doan that's on a three-game winning streak, and I don't know if I saw the score today, but it might even be a four-game winning streak. They're playing very well, and they're kind of similar to Morningside in the sense that they put five forwards and guards out on the floor. They're going to spread us out. It's going to be a track meet, and at one point I know in the first half in the Doan game at their place we were down 29-20. So we got to make sure that we get it into a little slower game. We got to make sure we get it into a power game instead of a speed game, and then we'll be all right. And I'm not even going to let you talk me into talking about Saturday's ball game until Wednesday's over with.
All right, that's Northwestern next Saturday. Doan had the day off today, so that's why you didn't see the score.
Okay.
This is their bye week, so Doan will be coming in plenty rested on Wednesday. Like you said, they're playing a lot better than maybe what we saw earlier in the season.
Yeah, there was an article by Mrs. Ducey in the Omaha paper about they had a team meeting. The seniors kind of stepped up, made some statements and stuff, and since that point, well, the next ball game was the night they scored 100 against Mount Marty, and they've really been on a roll then. So you've got a very confident team. You got a team that's got nothing to lose. You got a team that's playing for a little higher seed in the conference tournament. They'll be a very dangerous team on Wednesday night.
Our seniors have anything to say at halftime today?
You know, we just talked about the fact that, number one, we got to attack the high post. Number two, we can't shoot 17% the whole ball game. We'll be okay.
Okay, Coach, congratulations on a win. We're still on top of the conference. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Bronco women. It wasn't pretty in some instances today. Like we said, 17% in the first half, but Hastings able to crank out another win, 70-64 here today over Briar Cliff. Hastings now a record of 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. They are 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Briar Cliff women dropped to 22-4. They're now 11-3 in conference play. Sneaking up on the second half of the ball game here this afternoon between the Hastings College men and Briar Cliff. We gave you the shooting numbers. Jeremiah Slough again leading the way with 22 points in the ball game for Hastings. Wade Bontz with 13. Jake Marvin with 7. 4 points for Kyler Dossett. 2 for Jason States. Briar Cliff being led in the first half. Ben Sitzman with 7. Chase Vanderfeen has got 7 points. 6 for Matt Geelan. 6 points for Kyle Semprini. 5 points for Kyle Swanson. James Larson also with 6 points in the ball game. John Engler has got 2. So Hastings College with a five-point advantage here at halftime. It's the Broncos 48 and the Chargers 43. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores in men's competition for the GPAC teams. Dana is out on top of Northwestern now, 30-27. Nebraska Wesleyan leading Mount Marty, 39-24. And is Dort all over Midland Lutheran, 46-23. Hastings College with a lead here over Briarcliff, 48-43. Broncos had a 19-point lead in the first ball game in Sioux City and lost that one. Hopefully we can hang out of this one here this afternoon. Briarcliff with the opening possession going right for the hole as Larson. His shot could be no good. Good look at the basket there as he was driving the baseline, but he could not convert, could not finish there at the rim. And now Hastings College has got the ball back in their offensive end. Jeremiah Slough with 22 in the first half. Here's Fletcher underneath his reverse layup. No good. Rebound Larson. James Larson gets into the hands now of Matt Gielen. Gielen races the ball into the forecourt, gets away from Fletcher, goes to Larson. Now down low. Here's Gielen. His shot no good. Tip tries up there and in. Gielen gets the offensive board in the putback after he misses the first one. Gielen now with 8 points in the ball game. Briarcliff back to within three. 48-45. Hastings with the ball. Tyler Dotson on the wing. Goes to Jake Marvin. Down low. Slough has got it. Slough dribbles out of there. Goes down in the corner on the left side. Puts a man in the air. Still can't put up a shot. Goes to Fletcher. Now to Dossett, top of the key. Dossett fakes the handoff. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there and hits it. Tyler Dossett scores for Hastings. Dossett now has 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings now with a five-point lead. Broncos 50 and Briarcliff 45. Charges with the ball. Matt Gielen, deep wing, right side. Picked up loosely there by Wade Bonson, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Nobody home there for Briarcliff. They just threw it into the Charger bench. Turnover number five on Briarcliff here in the ballgame. Matches what Hastings has done for miscues this ballgame. 50-45 the score. Slough goes on a high post now to Marvin. Hands it away to Slough. The ball is poked loose and is picked up here by Sitzman of Briarcliff. Sitzman gets the ball now to Gielen. Into the forecourt to Vanderfeen. Back out to Gielen. Picked up there by Vance. Right side of the wing. Vanderfeen, his shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Fletcher. Down to Slough, to Vance, and a foul is going to be called. Riding him into the lane was Chase Vanderfeen. Chase picks up his second personal foul. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Here's Marvin's three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gielen for Briarcliff. 2 minutes into the second half, it's 50-45. Hastings with a five-point advantage. Matt Gielen with the ball to Swanson. Free throw line jumper over Fletcher. Good. James Larson scores. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. It's 50-47. Hastings with the advantage. Kyler Dawson with the ball for the Broncos. Now to Wade Bonds. Left side. Slough cranks up a three. It's going to be blocked down there by Sitzman. And the ball's recovered by Semprini. Semprini gets it in the hands now of Gielen into the forecourt. Gielen goes over here to Sitzman. Free throw line extended left side. The ball poked out of his hands, out of bounds. Slough got his hands on it there for Hastings. Knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff playing things in from deep in a corner to the right side. 17-32 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings with a three-point lead. Here's James Larson with the ball. Dribbles once, moves to his right, gets it to Matt Gielen. Rockets it down low to Semprini, and he lost it out of his hands. It's tipped out there by Hastings. Dawson got his hands in there for the Broncos. So Briarcliff will play things in. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Larson out here in three-point territory. Dribbles. Bounce pass. Comes to Ben Sitzman. Sitzman against Fletcher. Throws up a three, and it spins out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Tyler Dossett has got the ball for Hastings. Down the far sideline is Slough. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Kicks it out to Fletcher for three. Shot good. First field goal in the ball game for Derek Fletcher. He had 18 the other night in the ball game against Morningside. Hastings has got a six-point advantage again. 53-47. 16:50 to play here in the contest. Vanderfien inside to Larson. Powers it up there against Bonsa. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Dossett has got it for Hastings down the near sideline. Here's Jeremiah Slough with the ball. He stops and now takes off again into the lane. The ball is poked loose. Slough picks it back up. Backs it out to the top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. An air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. So it'll be Brian Cliff playing things in. 16:35 to play in the ball game. 53-47. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Matt Gielen. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over here to Kyle Cimprini. Now to Gielen. There's Sitzman on the wing on the right side. Slough pokes the ball away. Jeremiah's got the ball on the turnover. Brings it back 2-on-2 with Wade Vance. Wade for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Marvin. Shot's no good. Rebound Marvin. Follow shot good. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Brian Cliff has turned the ball over six times now in the contest. And now we've got a timeout. 16 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Brian Cliff 47.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime score, Sioux Falls out on top of Morningside 30-22. Sioux Falls 30, Morningside 22. That is at halftime. Next action for Hastings College is going to be on Wednesday night. The Doane College Tigers will be in town to take on Hastings. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader again. Airtime 5:45. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Hastings and Doane coming up next week on 1230 KHAS. Northwestern in town to take on Hastings next Saturday. So the Broncos home with both encounters next week. Then on the road for the final two of the regular season before the postseason tournament gets underway. 16:06 remaining here in the contest. Hastings out on top of Briar Cliff to score 55-47. Hastings led at halftime. Now they got the advantage here in the second half. Briar Cliff calling that last timeout. They work the ball inside. There's going to be Kyle Swanson with it now. Out to Cimprini. Down to John Engler. He drives the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Marvin. Here's the pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher. Long pass down to for the Slough. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Just that easy. Hastings gets on the transition bucket there to Jeremiah Slough. He's got 24 in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead. It is now 57-47. Broncos have the advantage. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Vanderfien. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Down to Fletcher. And an over-and-back violation. Derek Fletcher wasn't really looking where he was leaving the ball. He just kind of backhands it back to Slough. Jeremiah was just hopping into the front court at that time. So a turnover there on Hastings, the seventh turnover on the Broncos. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 57-47. Briar Cliff has got it now in their offensive zone again. Eric Roy is into the ball game. Roy sends it down low to Swanson. He backs up against Marvin. Goes up with a shot on the baseline. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Engler. Shot is up and in. John Engler scores there. Here comes Wade Voss back to the other end for Hastings. Goes to Jake Marvin. 57-49. Hastings with the lead. 14:40 to play in the contest. Vance has got a free throw line extended right side. Circles around, takes it inside the free throw circle, dumps it down low. Marvin grabs the ball, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot. He's grabbed and the foul is called. And Marvin will go to the free throw line. Kyle Swanson is a guilty party. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Chargers here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. Harmon so far 9 points in the ball game, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 67% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings is a team number 2 in the conference this week in free throw percentage, knocking down 71% of their foul shots. They are number 3 in field goal percentage at 47% and number 4 in shooting three-pointers at 36%. Hastings has now got a 9-point lead in this one. It is 58-49. Next shot is up there. It's good for Marvin. Marvin checks out. Here comes Trevor Holtmeyer into the ball game now for the Broncos. So Vance on the floor with Fletcher, Slough, Tyler Dossett, and Trevor Holtmeyer. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 59-49. Mo Schmieder with the ball now for Briarcliff. They get it inside. That's Swanson. His shot over Holtmeyer is going to be no good. Ball is tapped out, and Holtmeyer grabs the ball here for Hastings. Now to Tyler Dossett. Hustles back the other way. They get it to Vance. Now to Holtmeyer. Now at the Wade on the wing on the left side. Sends it back in to Trevor Holtmeyer on the baseline. Holtmeyer works against Swanson. Out to Kyler Dossett inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Vance tips the ball out. Holtmeyer grabs it. Now to Wade. Vance for three. That one rims off, no good. Rebound loose again. It's taken down by Slough. Third time could be a charm here. Jeremiah goes to Kyler Dossett down in the corner. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 59-49. Slough directing some traffic out here in three-point territory. Jeremiah sends it over to a Wade Vance. Vance now assumes the point role and drives it right to the hole. Down the lane he goes. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Vance goes tumbling out of bounds there. He'll go to the free throw line. Kyle Swanson picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 on the Chargers. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Wade Vance. Fourth best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 80% of his foul shots. 72 out of 90 for the season. And his shot is up there. It is good. Vance is averaging 18 points per ball game. He had 17 the other night against Concordia in their 89-75 win. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Vance hits a pair. He checks out. Here comes Nate Olson back into the ball game now for Hastings. So the Broncos have a 61-49 advantage over Briarcliff. 13 minutes and 36 seconds to play. In the contest, Hastings led at halftime by a score of 48-43. Matt Gielen has got the ball now for Briarcliff to Eric Roy. Now to Schmieder again. Brings it back to Roy. To Schmieder on the right side. Hastings has gone to a zone defense now. Broncos going zone. That's a Clement with the ball. Back out on the wing to Schmieder. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Slough. He throws the ball down to four. It's going to be intercepted right back. So two teams trade turnovers. Mo Schmieder gets it back for Briarcliff. Now to Gielen. Gielen comes across the top to Schmieder. Now to Clement on the far side. Clement dribbling with the ball. Comes out here to Eric Roy. Comes over here on the near sideline. Now to Mo Schmieder. Trying to penetrate. Double team. Schmieder sends it the free throw line to Swanson. Back down to the baseline to Schmieder. Bounce pass to Gielen on the low block. His reverse layup is up and in. Gielen works the baseline and scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and the Chargers are back to win 10. 61-51 with 12:40 to play. Here's Slough. Comes over to Brent McNerland on the wing. This Slough, left wing now. Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Nothing but twine for Derek Fletcher. Fletcher now with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game now, 64-51, with 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here's Eric Roy with the ball. That is Schmieder. He'll throw up a tray. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Fletcher has got the rebound for Hastings. Down to Slough. Down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Pulls up on the wing. Now to McNerland from the elbow. His shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Brent McNerland. And the Broncos have a 15-point lead. 12 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 15. It's the Broncos 66, the Chargers 51. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College, out on top of Briarcliff. It is 66-51 here this afternoon with 12 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Briarcliff will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings will stay in the zone defense this time down the floor. Matt Gielen will go over on the wing on the right side to Vanderfeen. Back out to Gielen. Now to Kyle Cimprini, who's back in there. Hastings has done a good job on him today. He's got just 6 points in the ballgame. He averages 16 in the season. Here's Eric Roy out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Fletcher of Hastings. The Vanderfeen down low, and his shot is up and in. James Larson getting the field goal there. Vanderfeen gets the assist. Nice pass as James Larson works that baseline and lays one in easily there for Briarcliff. Here's Slough with the ball now for Hastings to McDerland. Drives it down the lane, stops, gives it away to Fletcher, cranks up a three, his shot is up there and in. Derek Fletcher now with 3 three-pointers in the ballgame. He's got 9 points, and the Broncos again lead by 15 points. 68-53. Hastings with the advantage with 11 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Eric Roy has got it. Still working against the Broncos zone. Roy takes it to Gielen. Right at the free throw line. Back outside. Roy cranks up a three and hits it. Eric Roy hits his first field goal in the ballgame. He's now got 4 points. It is 68-56. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Fletcher behind a screen from Marvin. Moves it to the right side and now circles around. Gives it out to Brent McDerland. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the lane. Stops there. Comes out to Marvin. Open for three. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Gielen and a foul is going to be called. That was McDerland tumbling out of bounds there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called here on Matt Gielen of Briarcliff. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers here in the second half of play. Roy comes out. Here comes Sitzman back in. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 10:40 remaining. Olsen has the basketball tipped away, and it's going to be intercepted here off of the inbound. Chase Vanderfeen gets the interception. And now knocking the ball out of bounds down there for Hastings was McNerland. So Briarcliff will play things in. 10:34 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a dozen, 68-56. Cimprini has got it. Back out in three-point territory. Hastings will stay with his own defense. Chase Vanderfeen over on the right side. Now in the center of the floor again to Ben Sitzman. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Sitzman, now to Vanderfeen, to Sitzman at the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing again to Vanderfeen, to Sitzman. Inside to Gielen, kicks it back down in the corner. Vanderfeen for three, and a shot good. So since Hastings went to the zone, Briarcliff is hitting some three-pointers now from the outside. It's 68-59. McDerland goes over to Voss. His three-pointer is put up there and in, and he's fouled into play. Voss is knocked down on the play over there by Sitzman. The field goal goes. So this will be a four-point play here for Wade Bontz. Rather, that was a... I was right the first time. Ben Sitzman. Ben Sitzman gets the foul. Wade Bontz gets the three-pointer. Now he'll go to the free-throw line to try to make this a four-point play. Dossett comes into the ball game now. McDerland checks out. 71-59. Hastings with the lead. 10:03 to play. Vance to the free throw line, an 80% foul shooter. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings 72, Briarcliff 59. Broncos have led by as many as 15 points here in the second half, trying to hold on here. Ben Sitzman with the ball over in the wing, and the left side is Cimprini. There's a Vanderfeen again. He drives it against Olsen, spins, now takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It is good. We got a foul on the way in. The Bucks is going to go on Nate Olson. The foul will go on Nate. Vanderfeen's bucket counts. So now he goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Vanderfeen with 12 in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one is going to be good. So he hits with free throw. It's now 72-61. Hastings, or 72-62. A 10-point lead for the Broncos. 9:40 to go here in the contest. Here's Fletcher, now to Wade Bontz. His three-pointer put up there. He buries another one. Bontz with 22 of the ball game. Slough has got 24. Hastings lead by 13, 75-62. Gielen with a ball. That is Cimprini. Cimprini grabs it. He throws it back out here. They chase it down on the far side. They save it from going into the backcourt, which would have been over and back, but right into the hands of Marvin of Hastings. So a turnover on Briarcliff. That's their eighth of the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Back in their offensive zone, Fletcher has got it. On the dribble, down on the baseline, comes out to Slough. Marvin sets a screen for him. Slough has got it. At the top of the key, goes off to Marvin, down to Fletcher. Fletcher dribbling with the ball, comes over here to Vance, his three-pointer. That's off of the mark, no good. Rebound goes to the corner. It's going to be picked up there by Vanderfeen. He's going to be tied up on the play, and a foul is going to be called on Dossett. Tyler Dossett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. 75-62. Hastings with a 13-point lead with 8:53 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings led at halftime 48-43. Quickly stretched the lead to 10 points in the second half at 59-49. They've led by as many as 15 here in the second half. Now a 13-point lead as Brian Cliff comes back up the floor. Gielen goes to Sitzman at the free throw line. Sitzman over to Vanderfeen. Dribbles to the elbow. Now dumps it off in the lane to Gielen. His shot is up there. No good. Tap tries up and in. John Engler gets the tap there for Brian Cliff. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. It's now 75-64. Hastings leading by 11. Vance with it. Comes out here to Jeremiah. Now to Kyler Dossett. Now to Slough. Dribbles it into the paint. Kicks it out here to Wade Vance again for three. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound goes to the far sideline. It's going to be retrieved there by Sitzman. He is knocked down on the play, and another foul called. It's going to go on Kyler Dossett for Hastings. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half. 8:15 remaining in the ball game. Hastings leading Brian Cliff by a score of 75-64. McNerland comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Dossett will check out. Briarcliff beat Hastings earlier this year, 82-77 in Sioux City. One of the three conference losses that Hastings has this year. Here's Briarcliff working the baseline, and his shot is up there, up over the head. It was McGeelan, and a foul is going to be called. They're going Jake Marvin. Gielen was just to the right of the basket, kind of goes up over his head there. With his back to the basket and draws a personal foul. So Gielen will go to the free throw line to shoot two here. 64% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and it is no good. Short. He'll get one more. 75-64. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next one. It's good. So he hits one out of two. Hastings working with it in backcourt. Fletcher gets the ball down the floor. Marvin has got it. He spins in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Dick Marvin scores. Now got 13 in the ballgame, and now Hastings will call a timeout. 7 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the ballgame. We will take a break with a score. Hastings 77, Briar Cliff 65.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
10 minutes to play in the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Mount Marty 52-39. Action today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Women's scores from earlier today. Hastings knocking off Briar Cliff. The score is 70-64. Morningside beat Sioux Falls today 72-57. Northwestern 91. Dana 48. It was Dakota Wesleyan beating Concordia. Actually, Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan today 78-56. And Mount Marty beat Nebraska Wesleyan 67-46. 77-65, our score here. The Hastings College men trying to win another one. This would be the 20th win of the season for Hastings if we can hang on. Broncos currently sitting at 10-3 in conference play. 77-65, Hastings with the lead. Under 8 minutes to go here in the contest. Brian Cliff has got the ball. Here's a Vanderfeen, gets away from Slough, comes back out on top to Sitzman, drives it down the lane, contact made, and a foul is called. Sitzman gets the field goal to go down, and Vance is going to be guilty of a personal foul. And Sitzman went crashing to the floor hard there, and he is slow in getting up for Brian Cliff. The foul goes on Vance. That's going to be his second. The field goal counts for Ben Sitzman. Now Sitzman is to his feet here, and he'll have to go to the free throw line for a charity toss. He's going to check out of the ball game. Sitzman is going to check out. I do believe he is shaken up, and Eric Roy is going to come in to replace him. Now they're going to say that was an offensive foul called on Sitzman and not on Wade Vance. So Sitzman does not get the field goal. Gets the personal foul instead. That's the second foul on Ben Sitzman. So Hastings has got it. Sitzman picks up the foul. Basket is waved off, and then Sitzman has got to come to the bench. He was shaken up after taking a hard hit there, a charging foul. So the score remains 77-65. Hastings with a 12-point advantage. Here's Slough at the top of the key. Drives it into the paint. Stops. Jump pass out to Kyler Dossett. Dossett takes it into the lane. Bounce pass down low to McNerland. It's not good. McNerland now with 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings has built a 14-point lead now. 79-65 with 7 minutes to play. Here's Geelan with the ball. Spins at the elbow. Drives it to the hole. The shot is up and in. Matt Geelan scores for Briar Cliff. He's got 13. 79-67. Under 7 minutes to go now. Here's a Kyler Dossett with the ball. Dossett now to Brett McNerland. Brings it back to Dossett here on the near sideline to McNerland. Lobs it down low. Slough grabs it, shoots and misses. And the rebound comes down to Vanderfeen. Chase Vanderfeen back now for Brian Clough. A 12-point lead for Hastings, 79-67. Cimprini, his shot can be blocked down. He gets it back. Cimprini in the lane. Kicks it out now to Geelan. Geelan free throw line extended left side. Cross court pass to Vanderfeen for three. Shot is up there. No good. Dossett with a rebound. Tyler Dossett brings it to the near sideline. That's Fletcher with the ball. Derek Fletcher dribbling now for Hastings behind his screen. Loses it. Picked up by Slough. Jeremiah swings it right side. Wide open. McNerland for three. Shot won't go. Rebound loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Brett McNerland wide open over here for Hastings and cannot convert from three-point territory. 79-67. Broncos still leading by 12 points with 6:07 remaining in the ballgame. Here comes Sitzman back into the ballgame now for Briar Cliff, replacing Matt Geelan. Hastings will inbound baseline right side. Underneath their own hoop, Jeremiah will trigger things in for Hastings. He's still got it. Slough looking, gets it out of Dossett on the baseline. His shot from 15 won't go. Slough had the rebound, had it knocked out of his hands, and a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Briar Cliff. Vanderfeen picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Slough to the free throw line now for Hastings. Jeremiah's got 24 in the ball game, and now Brian Cliff wants to call a timeout. Chargers call a timeout here. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play. In regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 79, Brian Cliff 67.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
79-67, Hastings College has got the lead here over Briar Cliff. Hastings won at halftime, 48-43. Jeremiah Slough had 22 points in the first half to lead the Bronco Chargers. He's got just two so far here in the second half. Wade Bontz also over 20 points in the ball game. He's got 22. Jake Marvin has got 13 points. 79-67. Hastings trying to hang on here this afternoon. This will be the win number 20 for Hastings, so we can grab the victory. Jeremiah Slough to the free throw line, 2 for 2 so far in the contest. Shot is up there. That one is good. He will get one more. Hastings now leading by 13 points. It is 80-67. They've led by as many as 15 on a couple of opportunities there in the second half. It's 66-51, and it's 68-53. Next shot is up there. It's good from Slough. 81-67. Hastings out on top as Briar Cliff will bring the ball back now. Eric Roy has got it. Now the Broncos go back to their man-to-man defense. Roy goes over to Sitzman. Back out now to Roy as he dribbles into the lane. The ball is poked away there, and a foul is going to be called on Dossett. Howard Dossett picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now a 1-1 situation here for, or check that. It's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Briar Cliff has got 7. So Briar Cliff will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket here. Vanderfeen goes down in the corner to Eric Roy. Now to Vanderfeen across the top to Sitzman. Now the dribble moves to the left side of the lane. Comes back out of the wing. Now to Vanderfeen. They dump it down low. Here's a shot up there. No good by Roy, but he's fouled in the play. Briar Cliff working that baseline. Roy got a shot right in front of the hoop, but a foul is going to be called here. Brent McDerlin picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number six on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation, though. Fouled in the act of shooting was Eric Roy. He's got 4 points in the ball game so far today, one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings leading by 14 points. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Just notice all the student body section for Hastings College all dressed in cowboy attire today. Located right behind the basket for Briarcliff as they stare into the face of Eric Roy with their cowboy hats and their western shirts. Second shot is up there. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Marvin. So the Broncos still have a 14-point lead, 81-67 here this afternoon with 5.5 to play. Jeremiah now to Derek Fletcher on the dribble, moves it to the left side. Cross-court pass comes to Slough, fakes the three, dribbles inside, jump pass back out to Fletcher for three, shot good. Derek Fletcher has got 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 12 points. And Hastings now leading 84-67, their biggest lead of the ball game. It occurs with 5:15 remaining here in the contest. Here's Briarcliff working with the ball. Ben Sitzman has got it. Entry pass to get it inside to Roy. Back out to Sitzman for three. A shot good. Ben Sitzman hits one from the deep right corner. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. 84-70. Hastings leading in the contest. Here's McNerland. Hammers it down low to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Marvin has now got 15 in the ballgame. 86-70. A 16-point lead with 4:40 to play. Ben Sitzman with the ball. Comes out now to Vanderveen. Vanderveen brings it back to Sitzman. Free throw line extended left side. They lob it to John Engler. Works the baseline against Vance. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Slough with the ball. Dribbles around. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Vance. Fakes. Takes it down to McNerland. He drives the baseline down in the corner. Fletcher for three. That one is missed. No good. Sitzman had the rebound. He lost it. Vance picks it up. His shot in the lane. No good. Rebound loose and is taken down by Vanderveen. Chase Vanderveen. Runs her back the other way here for Briarcliff. Gets into the hands now of Eric Roy to Sitzman. Down on the baseline, driving, and missing is going to be Clement. Ball is tapped out and is picked up by Slough. Jeremiah's got it for Hastings. Now he'll wait for everybody to clear out of there, and he'll walk it across the 10-second line. Broncos in no hurry here. Hastings with a 16-point lead, 86-70. Slough has got it underneath the basket, circles around, stops at the free throw line. Now to Marvin, now to Fletcher. Derek dribbling with the ball out here. Still 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Fletcher behind the screen from Marvin. Now to Brent McNerland. Holds the ball. Now to Fletcher. His pass deflected out of bounds by Sitzman. So 8 seconds left in the shot clock. We got 3:31 to play in the ball game. Hastings 86. Briarcliff 70. So the substitutes coming in now for the head coach for Briarcliff, Todd Berry. Hastings will play things in. Fletcher will get it to Slough. Slough out here behind his screen, takes it to the free throw line, out to Marvin, open for three, takes a shot, it's no good, the ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Briarcliff ball. Bounce went for the rebound there, but lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Briarcliff playing things in. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 86, and Briarcliff 70. Matt Geelan with the ball now for Briarcliff, goes over to Clement, free throw line extended to the right sideline. That is Sitzman, that is Geelan, back down low, and a shot is up and in, that's Sitzman. Ben Sitzman gets the field goal. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. The Broncos leading by 14. Fletcher plays things in now. Wade Vance has got the ball as he brings it up against Kyle Semprini. Vance back in the offensive zone. Under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 14 points. Here's Fletcher. Fletcher goes to McNerland. Free throw line jumper is up there and he hits it. Brent McNerland now with 6 points in the ballgame. And now Lance calls a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout, 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's Hastings 88, Briarcliff 72.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, other scores in the conference today. Northwestern is leading Dana 59-58 with 10 minutes to play in that ballgame. It's going on in Blair this afternoon. Meanwhile, in Lincoln, Nebraska Wesleyan has got a lead over Mount Marty 62-44. They got 5 minutes to play in that ballgame. And with 11 minutes to play, Sioux Falls has got the lead over Morningside. The score is 43-39. Playing that ball game in Sioux Falls. Concordia's got a ball game going on today with Dakota Wesleyan, and Dort is playing Midland. The other game's in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're on a busy Saturday. Hastings College women's basketball team has already won today. They beat Briarcliff 70-64 in a matchup between the nation's number one ranked team and Hastings and the fourth ranked team in Briarcliff. The Broncos win again today, and Hastings now 23-3 on the season. 88-72 is our score here. Here's James Larson back into the ballgame, powering his way to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Larson. He tries to shovel off down low, and it's out of bounds. Larson got the rebound, trying to take it down low to Matt Gielan. They threw it out of bounds. So Briarcliff will now put the pressure on here in backcourt. They are trailing by 16 points in the ballgame, 88-72. Allard Dawson wants to come into the ballgame. He will now. Dawson checks in for Jake Marvin. 88-72, Hastings leading by 16. There's a Fletcher with the ball in backcourt. He is knocked down, and a foul is going to be called. The pass back here was not a good one. Fletcher had to leave his feet to grab it, and he was chopped down here in backcourt, and a foul is called here. It's going to go on Sitzman. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Fletcher. Fletcher's got 12 points in the ball game on 4 3-pointers. First chance at a free throw here today, 75% on the season. 2.5 to play. Shot from the free throw line, good from Derek Fletcher. It'll be Hastings and Doan coming up next Wednesday here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Air times will be at 6 and 8 o'clock for the tip-off. Air time 5:45 next Wednesday afternoon. Next shot is up there. It is good from Fletcher. Hastings leading by the score of 90-72. There's a pass deflected out here, but it's brought down in the wing by Cimprini. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. There's Roy. His shot is up and in. Eric Roy. He's now got 6 points in the contest. It's 90-74. Here's Slough. He is double-teamed in backcourt. They're grabbing, and now we got a jump ball call. The arrow putting in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. Sitzman got his hands in there for Briarcliff. Slough was double-teamed on the far sideline down in the corner. Fletcher will play things in. Now to Kyler Dawson. Now to Fletcher, and a traveling violation is called in Derek. So Hastings facing some backcourt pressure here. They turn the ball over. That's the ninth turnover in the ball game now for the Broncos. We're down to 2:09 to play. Hastings leading 90-74 over Briarcliff. This is a team that has been highly ranked during the season. They got in a little losing skid there a couple of weeks ago, and they fell out of the ratings. Here's a shot by Vanderfeen as he drives into the hole. That's good. He's now got 15 points in the ball game, and now we got a timeout from Briarcliff. 2 minutes and 1 second to play here in the ball game. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings 90, Briarcliff 76.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
90-76, Hastings College with a lead here over the Chargers of Briarcliff. Jeremiah Slough, 26 points in the ball game. Wade Vance has got 22. Jake Marvin now with 15 points. For Briarcliff, have a balanced scoring attack today. Matt Gielan has got 13. Chase Vanderfeen has got 15. Ben Sitzman has got 12. James Larson with 10. Now Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 1 second to play here in the contest. Jeremiah Slough will inbound the ball. He'll move on the baseline as he finally gets things in to Vance. Now to Slough again. Slough dribbling with the ball here in backcourt as he'll bring things up against Eric Roy. They get it to Kyler Dawson. Now to Fletcher. Now to Wade Vance. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. No good. Battle for the rebound. Briarcliff has got the ball. The Chargers runner back the other way. Gielan has got it now to Vanderfeen. Vanderfeen down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Cimprini is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Dossett double-teamed here in the lane, tries to get out of there. Now a foul is called. Allard Dossett had the rebound, and it was fouled in a play by Matt Gielan of Briarcliff. That's going to be his third. So now we will walk to the other end of the floor. We're down to a minute and 36 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings 90, Briar Cliff, 76. Dawson to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. The next foul on the Chargers will send Hastings to the line for two. Dawson with 6 points so far tonight, making it seven as that one goes down. Dawson had 11 points on Wednesday when Hastings beat Concordia. Dawson scored 12 points in the first meeting between these two teams up in Sioux City right before Christmas. His next one is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Eric Roy. Here come the Chargers now. They're trailing the ball game by 15 points at 91-76. Ben Sitzman with the ball. Now to Matt Gielen. Gielen gets the ball to Vanderfeen. Now down low. Here's a shot up and in by Eric Roy. We got another timeout called here from Briar Cliff. Roy working the baseline has now got 8 points in the contest. We've got a timeout. Briar Cliff with a minute and 22 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 91, Briar Cliff 78.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead this afternoon by 13 points. 91-78. Briar Cliff calling the last timeout as Todd Berry will send his troops back out. Hastings will send Tyler Dossett and Slough with Wade Vance, Fletcher, and McDermott on the floor here. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play. We'll name our players of the game coming up next. Coach's post-game show. We'll follow that before we get out of here this afternoon. Here's Fletcher being fouled into play deep in the left corner. And now Hastings will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Chase Vanderfeen picks up his fourth personal foul. And Fletcher will trot to the free throw line now for Hastings. Fletcher with 14 points in the basketball game. 75% foul shooter in the season. 2 out of 2 for the line so far today. Shot is up there. That one is good. Eric will have one more. Hastings now leading by the score of 92-78. Their biggest lead is 18 in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's good. 93-78. Briar Cliff has got the ball back the other way. Eric Roy being attacked out here in three-point territory. The pass into the lane is going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Slough. A turnover on Briar Cliff. That's their ninth of the ball game. Slough gets the ball to Fletcher. He's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here will go on Sitzman. That's going to be number 5 on him, and he's going to be out of the ball game now with a minute and 7 seconds to play. Sitzman fouls out with 12 points, 7 in the first half and 5 more in the second half. So Sitzman is on the bench now for Briar Cliff. A minute and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Hastings out on top of the Chargers by the score of 93-78. And now coming into the ball game is going to be a Mo Schmieder. He is going to check in now for Briar Cliff. 93-78 is the score. Derek Fletcher to the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Next one is up there. It's good. So two straight games that Derek has been over the 15-point plateau. He had 18 the other night against Concordia. He will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and falls off no good. Dances off of there. And the rebound comes down to Matt Gielen. So it's 94-78. Hastings with the lead. Quick shot taken by Vanderfeen for three is good. Chase Vanderfeen now with 18 points in the ball game. It's 94-81. Here's Slough in backcourt now for Hastings with under a minute to play. The Wade Vance is going to be called for a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Vance here in backcourt. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. A 13-point lead for the Broncos now with a 52 seconds to play. Here's Gielen with the ball. Now to Cimprini. Cimprini shovels it away. Here's a three-pointer by Vanderfeen. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Dossett trapped along the baseline trying to get out of there. And now we've got a timeout called by Hastings. Dossett unable to get rid of the basketball after picking up the rebound. He's trapped along the baseline, and the timeout is called. 40 seconds to play in the basketball game here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 94, Briar Cliff 81.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos trying to finish one off here this afternoon. They've got the lead 94-81 over Brian Cliff, and now Fletcher is going to be fouled again here in backcourt. That's the only thing that Brian Cliff can do, and hope that the Broncos miss free throws down the stretch here. So far, the philosophy is not working. Schmieder picks up the foul. That's his first. Going to the free throw line will be Fletcher. His shot is up there. That one is good. Derek now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. He has got 18 points in the ballgame. Next one by Derek is up there. That one is good. Hastings shooting the ball well from the stripe this afternoon. Hastings back out to a 15-point lead at 96-81. Here's Galen, drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. I think Bontz got him this time. Personal foul is called on Wade Bontz. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So this will be some free throws here from Matt Geelan. It's fouled in the active shooting, so he'll get 2 shots right here. It is up there. That one is going to be no good. Geelan now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. 96-81. Hastings leading by 15 points here in this one. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out there. No good. Rebound comes down to McNerland. Brett McNerland with the ball as he'll walk it up the floor now for Hastings with 30 seconds to play. The Broncos going to win their 20th game of the season here this afternoon, and McNerland's just dribbling with the ball across the 10-second line. The shot clock is pretty well synced up with the game clock, and this one is going to be over. Hastings is going to win it here 96-81 as McNerland just dribbling with the basketball just into the offensive zone. And down to 6 seconds to play. The Broncos going to go to 20-5 after this one. 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That is the ball game. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, racking up 96 points on the charges of Briar Cliff. And Hastings stays in contention for a GPAC championship. They've got games next week against Doan and Northwestern. Hastings wins it here this afternoon over Briar Cliff to score the Broncos 96, the Chargers 81. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sassflower. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College men's basketball team victorious here this afternoon as they beat Briar Cliff by a score of 96-81. So the Broncos now 20-5 in the season. They are 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for Doan coming up next week. Briar Cliff falls to 18 wins and 7 losses. They are now 9-5 in conference play. Tight ball game earlier. We were tied up at 13 points apiece. Then Hastings went ahead 16-13 in the first half. That's a lead that they did not give up the rest of the way. We were tied up again at 23 points apiece with about 10 minutes to go in the first half before Hastings went on a 10-2 run to go out on top 33-25. Hastings had a 48-43 advantage at halftime. Quickly built that lead back up to 12 points in the second half with 7 minutes gone at 61-49. Built the lead to 15 points a couple of times at 66-51 and at 68-53. Hastings leading by 17 points at the 5:15 mark, 84-67. Led 90-72 in the ball game. They went on to win today by a score of 96-81. Really, Brian Clifton out put up any kind of a serious run, any kind of a serious threat in the second half of play. And Hastings was able to get out of here with a 15-point win here this afternoon, which avenges a earlier season loss to Briarcliff. Chargers beat Hastings in Sioux City 82-77, and the Broncos come back to win at home by a score of 96-81. Great start for Jeremiah Slough this afternoon. He had 22 points in the ball game, ends up with 26. Wade Vance had 22 points. Jake Marvin had 15. The other scores for Hastings, Tyler Dossett had 7. Brent McNerland had 6. Jason States had 2 points. Broncos 18 out of 20 from the foul line this afternoon. Briarcliff at 6 out of 13 from the free throw line. They were led by Chase Vanderfeen. He had 18 points in the ball game. Matt Gielen had 13. Ben Sitzman had 12. James Larson had 10. Eric Roy had 8 points. 6 for Kyle Semprini. 6 for John Engler. And 5 points for Kyle Swanson. Hastings ended up shooting 49% for the ball game today. They were 33 out of 67 for 49%. The Broncos hit 12 out of 30 from three-point territory for 40%, and they were 18 out of 20 from the free throw line for 90%. Briarcliff was 33 out of 68 today for 48%, 9 out of 27 from three-point range for 33%, and the Chargers hit 6 out of 13 from the charity stripe for 46%. Hastings out rebounding Briarcliff again this afternoon, 40-33, including 12-10 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 11 times compared to 12 for Briarcliff. Hastings getting 3 block shots and 8 steals in the ball game. Briarcliff had 3 block shots and 7 steals. But Hastings College wins it this afternoon. Final score, the Broncos winning over Briarcliff 96-81. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College with a doubleheader sweep here this afternoon over Briarcliff. Hastings College women winning the first ball game 70-64, and the men picking up a 96-81 decision here this afternoon. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. In the women's ball game, Lindsay Ducey leading the way for the Broncos, 24 points and 8 rebounds. Heather McEwen had 11 points and 1 rebound today for Hastings. Rachel Isherwood had 11 points and 2 rebounds. Becky Tesh had 10 points and 4 rebounds. I believe the Hastings College women to a win, 70-64. Meanwhile, for the guys, Jeremiah Slough, 26 points, 6 rebounds. Wade Vaughn's had 22 points and 4 rebounds. Derek Fletcher came on. He scored 18 points and grabbed 4 rebounds. Jake Marvin had 15 points and 5 rebounds. So the Hastings College men beat Briarcliff today by the score of 96-81. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. First of all, in the women's game, Heather McEwen sparked the Broncos late in the contest. She scores just 11 points in the ball game, but she also scored 7 points in the final 1 minute and 15 seconds. Hastings had a slim 63-62 advantage at that point. McEwen came back, hit a big three-pointer from the top of the key, then added 4 free throws down the stretch for Hastings as the Broncos were able to beat Briarcliff by a score of 70-64. Heather McEwen will be our player of the game today for Hastings College. And for the guys, it was Jeremiah Slough again today who paced the Broncos 26 points in the ballgame. He had 22 in the first half alone as Hastings College got it to a 48-43 advantage by halftime. And really, they were never threatened after that as they stretched the lead in that second half. Slough ended up scoring 26 points in the ballgame today, 9 out of 14 from the field, 4 out of 6 from three-point territory, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Grabs 6 rebounds, 3 on the offensive end, 3 on defense, scores the 26 points, dished out 7 assists and had 5 steals. He did not get off the floor today for Hastings. He played all 40 minutes. But Hastings College picking up a win over Briarcliff by the score of 96-81. Jeremiah Slough, Heather McEwen are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
And Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 96-81 over Briarcliff after jumping out to a 48-43 halftime lead. Hastings then outscores Briarcliff in the second half, 48-38 to lock up the win here this afternoon. So Hastings College improves to 20 wins and 5 losses on the season. Now 11-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff dropping to 18-7 after this one. They're now 9-5 in conference play. Other scores in the conference today. Some final scores. Dort has beaten Midland by a score of 83-65. It was Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty today in men's play, 73-59. And Northwestern has beaten Dana by a score of 75-63. Those games are all final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the guys. The women's finals from earlier today, it was Hastings over Briarcliff, 70-64. Morningside beat Sioux Falls, 72-57. Northwestern over Dana, 91-48. It was Concordia beating Dakota Wesleyan today, 78-56. And Mount Marty rolled past Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 67-46. A The Nebraska women's basketball team also in action today. They beat Texas A&M at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The final score, Nebraska 71, Texas A&M 60. Stick around. The coach is on his way. We'll have some comments coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College picking up a win here this afternoon over Briarcliff. The score is 96-81 as this one is in the books. Jeremiah Slough leading the way for Hastings, 26 points in the ball game. Wade Vance had 22. Derek Fletcher had 18 points. Jake Marvin had 15 as the Broncos win their 20th ball game of the season here this afternoon. Picking up the win over Briarcliff, again leading the Chargers in the ball game today. It was the 18 points put up by Chase Vanderfield here today. Then 13 for Matt Gielen, 12 points for James Larson, and 12 for Ben Sitzman. The Doane College Tigers coming up on Wednesday to take on Hastings College. And then the Broncos will have another home ball game coming up a week from today as they take on the Red Raiders out of Northwestern before Hastings will go on the road for a couple of ball games at Dana. And then they'll finish off the regular season with a meeting with Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is currently on top in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as the men are concerned. They started the day with a mark of 12 wins and 2 losses, so if everything goes the way we hope so, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan could be squaring off in the last ball game of the season, maybe to decide the GPAC championship as Hastings continues their winning ways here at the end of the season. Broncos jumping out to the lead here in a ball game here this afternoon. In fact, they go on a 10-2 run in the first half of play. They got them out to an 8-point advantage at 33-25. Broncos leading at halftime with a score of 48-43. And then Hastings College building that lead in the second half of play, winning by a final margin of 96-81, got out to a 15-point lead in the second half over Briarcliff, and they go on to win today by the score of 96-81. So that wraps things up for us here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, the coach is still busy as he makes his way out from the locker room here today, receiving the congratulations, and Hastings College wins it again over Briarcliff by the score of 96-81 over the Chargers out of Briarcliff. Hastings College women again winning in the first ball game over Briarcliff 70-64. Heather McEwen scoring 7 points in the final 1 minute and 15 seconds of the ball game as they go on to beat Briarcliff today by the score of 70-64. So again, next Wednesday on the air at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's contest, 8 o'clock for the guys as Hastings College and Doane will go at it coming up next Wednesday. We're still waiting for you, bud. Come on up. You know how long it takes you to get here when you win games than when you lose games? I mean, when you lose games, you're right over here in a heartbeat. Congratulations on the win, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Talk about the feelings in the basketball game. Looks like you got out to the first half lead and really never let Briarcliff back into the ball game after halftime.
Well, that's kind of a tale of two games from what we did, you know, the first time we played them. And I thought the main thing in the second half was I just thought we did a really good job of answering runs and they never got more than maybe a couple baskets at a time where they had positive consecutive possessions. So, you know, I don't know. I just think we continue to just get a little bit better each game. And as we were talking as a staff on the way into the locker room after the game, there's so many things that we can work on. And it sounds foolish to win by 15, score 96 points, and you think you have things to work on. But I just think defensively we can get so much better in a lot of areas. You know, I don't know how much better or stronger or anything like that we're going to get, but we can communicate better, we can rotate better, and there was a lot of times that we gave up easy opportunities just because of lack of concentration. But, you know, I thought Fletch had a great second half and kind of sparked us in a big way about the middle of the second half, and it just shows you how explosive he can be offensively too. So a lot of positives.
Jeremiah, once again, gets off to a great start today. I think he had, 22 points by halftime. He finishes up another strong ball game for us today.
Yeah, he was. For whatever reason, he really plays well against Briarcliff, and You know, the thing that we just wanted to emphasize to him a little bit is I didn't want it to be a situation where he was the only one scoring. You know, Fletch had only taken two shots in the first half, and Wade hadn't taken a ton. Jake Marvin hadn't got a lot of touches. And so I think he did a really nice job early in the second half of driving the ball deep into transition. We got some open looks for our shooters.
You guys pick up your 20th win here this afternoon, and that's always a milestone, I know, and it's going to make you feel good.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, and I tell you, it's hard to do. You know, I mean, this league is just so grueling, night in, night out. You just can't take a night off, and I think anytime that you have an opportunity to compete at home and compete against quality opponents, you got to take full advantage, and these guys are doing a heck of a job, and I think they've fully bought into everything that we've got going as a staff, and I think the scouting reports, you know, I mean, everybody's just kind of clicking right now and we're on the same page. But like we talked about this morning, you know, one sloppy performance and you could be right back down at the bottom. So we're going to kind of sit back, enjoy this one, and get ready for the Super Bowl.
We out-rebound our opponents again for the second straight game. Not a huge advantage today, but all those rebounds counted. It was a 7-margin victory in the rebounding war here this afternoon.
Well, that's just so big simply because it's just possessions. You know, I mean, the more times you can have the ball and the fewer times they can have the ball, typically that team is going to win. I mean, it's not rocket science to figure that one out. We just got to do a much better job at all times. I thought, you know, we could counter some things. I thought we rebounded pretty well out of our zone. We gave up a couple of easy opportunities as far as looks, but I thought we did a good job of finding people and getting a body on people. And then Kyler really did a nice job of just going attacking the ball. And he's such a explosive, dynamic type athlete. He really went up and got a lot of rebounds for us tonight. And he was huge because, you know, he kind of played with some foul trouble there in the second half. So he really, his minutes, his efficiency was really good.
Frank Cliff did have some success shooting threes over the zone today. Do we extend that zone out a little bit more on occasion?
Well, you know, about the time you do that, then they're going to be driving, shooting twos, and I think you saw that towards the end of the game. And I just don't think that we did a very good job of – I thought we just conceded some easy baskets, and that was kind of our M.O., you know, towards the end of the Midland game. We just gave up easy, easy opportunities. And at least if we foul them, at least we make them work and we make them, you know, try and – score foul shots instead of shooting wide open layups. So hopefully we'll get some of those things figured out. And then our end of the game pressure offense is brutal. So Coach Bros has got to polish up his pressure offensive scheme and see if we can't get back on track there.
Hastings picking up a win again. We scored 96 points here this afternoon against Briarcliff. So now next week, after you enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow, you've got Doan coming up Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, Northwestern in here next Saturday.
Yeah, you know, obviously with Doan, it's just completely a rival game, and you just throw the record out the window, as we've talked about so many times. In the Northwestern, I think they average about 96 a game. So, you know, that's going to be another track meet, and we're just going to really have to make sure that we're getting dialed in on shooters, and we've got our work cut out for us here in the next 7 days.
Really, is Northwestern a very similar team to Briarcliff today?
No question. Well, you know, I mean, they're the same coach, you know, essentially. I mean, Coach Barry spent so many years at Northwestern, and Coach Korver, who's at Northwestern, played for him there, and they run very similar schemes. The calls and the faces are a little bit different, but the schemes are virtually the same. So it's going to be a matter of really getting out and defending. And then Doan's going to just come in here, and you know, it's just going to be a fight. I mean, they're going to scrap and scratch and claw and do everything they can to keep it close and keep it low scoring. So we're going to really have to do some things in changing up our defenses and hopefully speed up the tempo there.
Okay, we'll see you next week, Lance.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Lance Creech, coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning here this afternoon over the Briarcliff Chargers, winning by the score of 96-81. The Broncos now on a 20-win season. Hopefully it doesn't end there. Several games still to go, but Hastings sitting at 20-5. They are 11-3 now in the conference. Hastings right in the midst of the championship talk here for the GPAC conference here for the basketball season 2009-2010. That'll wrap things up for us this afternoon. Hastings College winning 96-81 in the men's game. It was 70-64. Hastings winning in the women's contest today. My producer and engineer back to the radio station, Tyler Moffitt. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.